Welcome back to the Too Much Podcast with Remedy and Libby.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow, we're back, you guys. Okay. we've been posting, actually.
I know, what do you mean we're back?
It feels different.
It does feel different. Well, why does it feel different, Remedy?
Because we'll probably be going back to every week because the summer is over.
Sad.
Happy and sad at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're both feeling kind of sad, though, about it today.
Yeah, because today was my very last day. I went to camp at 8, left at 11, and did like a final sweep through of camp with our leadership team. Said goodbye to our leadership team. So last night, I said we closed down all of camp and said goodbye to most of our staff. And so today was really, really like my actual last day of camp.
Mm-hmm.
And today is really, really, really your last day of summer.
It's a really sad day. I will say, though, like, it doesn't feel sad in our house right now.
No, our house is great vibes.
Yeah, great vibes. But there definitely is an undertone of sadness.
Yeah, my face is tear stained. Like, I was just wiping off a dry tear off of my face.
A dry tear?
Yeah.
What do you mean a dry tear?
I don't know. I was just like feeling under my eyes. And
yeah,
I'm like, oh,
I get that.
There's been a lot. There's been a lot under my eyes.
You've just been letting them flow.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, the summer is over.
How was the end of camp?
Such a loaded question.
I know. Just, you know, in the
yeah
easiest way to answer possible.
It is like good that camp is done and that camp is over. It's supposed to be that way. And I feel so excited for all of our staff to get to take the things that they learned this summer and to go share them with the rest of the world and to be lights for Jesus. And
totally.
I'm just praying that they continue to faithfully walk with the Lord. And I just feel so grateful to have known them and to have done the summer with them. And so I'm excited for them to go and also obviously incredibly sad for them to go.
Yeah.
It's so, I have just done every single day for the past 3 months for on average 13 hours a day mm-hmm. with these people. And then one day they are just legitimately all gone. So it does just feel hard and sad. And they're like, obviously, I'm their boss and their leader, but they're also my friends. And yeah. So I really do feel like they're my best friends for the summer. And then everyone goes. And so I was just sitting on the couch right before we started recording. And I told you, Libby, that I was feeling FOMO, which is so weird because it's not like everyone's together and I'm not. It's mm-hmm. just like everyone has dispersed.
Yeah.
There were 120 people together last night and now everybody is in a different place. Yet I'm feeling like I'm missing out.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be with each of them in their places that they are.
I feel like that's how it feels when you come back from like a really big trip with a big group of people.
Yes.
Like you get home and you're kind of like, you want to be alone, but uh-huh. you're also like, wait.
Yeah.
Like just knowing that that group of people is never going to exist and that experience is never going to yes. exist again is really hard.
Yeah, it is.
But sweet, but hard.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how that's been. And it's just, the Lord helped me do a good job this summer of not like counting down days. Like I'm the type of person who normally in my everyday to day life, I'm constantly counting everything. Mm-hmm. It's probably a weird form of OCD
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't affect me that much, but the things that I find myself counting are insane.
Really?
Yes. Like this is a crazy thing to say, but like I've counted the window behind you.
What do you mean you've counted it?
Exactly. I can't explain it to you.
Okay. Maybe it is slight OCD.
It's really insane, but I'm just constantly counting. I count. And so in summers past, I count constantly mm-hmm. the days, and not because I'm just wanting to wish them away,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just always aware of what day it is and how many days there are left.
Mm-hmm.
And this summer, that wasn't really a problem for me. And so I was able to just be a lot more present and it felt more enjoyable. But the last week or so, I think I said this in the last episode maybe, but my back is hurting really bad. And so the last week or so, maybe a little over a week, last 2 weeks, just haven't been that enjoyable because of my situation physically. So I've been like ready for it to be done. But then it's like the people leave and you're like, ugh, I didn't soak in enough moments, which isn't true.
You were very present.
I was very present, but you know, it's just how it is. It's the best thing in the entire world and also one of the hardest at the same time for me. So, but I'm happy for the experience and I'll have 2 weeks off and then I started all over again, which is crazy. From the very beginning, we start planning for a whole new year of camp. And I love the start of our fall season. Okay, it's like addicting to me. I love it.
Fun.
So I have something to look forward to, but I'm excited to just rest for the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Go home and see my family for a bit.
Fun.
Maybe see Freaky Friday with you. I was cracking up with Ellie. Because Libby has been texting me for the past 2 days, like sending me updates about when she will be seeing the new Freaky Friday movie while I'm at camp.
It's changed again, I think.
It's insane. And she's just like, if you're going to be in what days are you going to be in town? Like, are you going to be in town this day? Like, okay, this is when we're going to see Freaky Friday at this time. If you're going to be in town, mark your calendar. And me and Ellie were laughing because it's just like... me somehow planning like when I'm going home to see my family for an extended amount of time
based off of this movie,
based off of Freaky Friday. And I was like, let me just go to Freaky Friday. Like, which you're going to go to Freaky Friday regardless.
I wasn't expecting to be able to come, so this is news to me.
Well, I still don't like, I just want
you to know that I want to extend the invitation just in case you're in town. That's why.
Yeah,
because I don't want you to be like, what the heck.
Of course being so kind. But I forgot. Oh, I was saying like, yeah, maybe I'll be going to see Freaky Friday with you. But haven't decided yet. I was maybe going to go to Disney World.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No. That's super fun.
So crazy. Not going anymore. But
that is crazy. I missed that.
Oh, my goodness. So anyways, okay, how are you feeling? About school. Your summer's over.
Well, I just have to speak on the summer in order to speak about how I feel about school. Okay. This summer has just been the best ever.
Yeah.
This is my third summer since being a teacher. Best yet. Loved my job this summer. Had the perfect balance of work and play for a summer. Like, I feel like I was productive, but I got to play so much. I really just had the best time.
Good.
And it's hard because then it's like, why can't I just work 2 to 3 hours a day every day and then play the rest of the day? Why can't I do that?
Yeah.
I want to make any money. So it's been awesome. I feel mentally prepared to start school. I don't know if I feel emotionally prepared, but so this week I have in service. So it's just like a lot of prepping and it does feel very stressful sometimes. So yeah. I'm not really looking forward to that. But then the following week is when I meet my kids and my kids come to school. And that's the best part of my job. So it is exciting to think about how cute they're going to be.
Yeah.
And they're so little and they're so excited or so scared. Both ways, I'm like so excited to meet them. I'm so excited to help them not feel scared. And also,
yeah,
if there's like, they're so excited for school at this age. Like, this is their first time coming to school, some of them.
That's so cute.
And like, I'm their first ever teacher. And so it's just really fun. But I will say a reason I feel excited, a reason that I've mentally prepared is just like the whole back to school energy of it all.
Yeah.
Which is what we'll talk about today. Just like, there's something about that, like back to school. It feels like a new year for me.
Yeah.
It is a new school year.
Yes.
But it's like, I have the new year in January, but then August feels like another new year where it's for like resetting, like, you know,
yeah,
like actually filling my fridge and actually making meals, yeah, and actually having a routine. And I feel like that might be kind of how it is for you.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, it is so crazy how directly opposite our jobs are.
Mm-hmm.
And
they couldn't be more opposite.
They could not be
summer more opposite. Summer camp versus school.
Summer camp versus school.
Mm-hmm.
And the age group that That's we true. Work with. You work with pre-K.
You could work with an older group of people than middle schoolers or high or college students.
I know, but it does just feel like if you're thinking kids.
Yes.
Like it's their first year in school.
Yes.
Your kids.
Yes.
And then mine, they're in college.
Yes.
Like yeah. after their college experience, they're adults.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
So it's like.
That is crazy.
It is just so opposite. The schedules mm-hmm. of it all.
Mm-hmm.
The types of problems that we deal with.
I know. Some of them are the same, though.
Some of them are the same, yeah. But also, yes, all that to say, I agree. I kind of live my life on, like, the school system as mm-hmm. well, even though I don't work at a school. I'm just...
It's, like, inverse, though.
Yeah.
Because you're, like, this starts a new season of your job.
Yes, for sure. But, yeah. But also, it's a new year of my job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because yeah. it feels like sometimes it can feel like I just started my job
mm-hmm.
in May when the summer started. But really, the summer is like the end mm-hmm. of a year of my job.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
So now I'm like, it's a new year.
Yeah.
That because is crazy. It's a new year in my job.
Yeah.
We just ended 2025 season. And literally at the end of August when I go back.
Mm-hmm.
We only operate like it's 2026. Like yeah. all of our documents, everything is
that 2026. Is really crazy.
I yeah. know. It's so interesting. I love that for us. We've been saying that, like mm-hmm. we've known that, but
now it's really, I mean, we felt it in May, but this is like, we're actually feeling it now.
Yeah. Cause
also I moved in, we moved in, mm-hmm. you started camp 2 weeks after I finished school 2 weeks after. So
yeah.
now,
let's see if we actually like being roommates with each other. I'm just kidding.
Don't say that.
Speaking of, Juan came over.
Have we talked about Juan?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we've decided if we were going to like call him in like an incognito name. And then we were just like, it's fine. We can call him Juan.
I literally don't remember this.
Yes. We've done it multiple times.
Oh, wow.
But he's the man who is an angel.
The man with a plan.
And he like.
It wasn't him who came over.
Oh, really?
It was his son and another guy.
Okay. Well, Juan helps us with everything in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And Libby said it wasn't him who came over. It was his son. But we have all of our pictures on our walls right now.
It changes everything.
It changes everything.
Like our house is the most beautiful house in the whole world.
Yeah. Which we felt that when we hung up that we yes. hung up one picture ourselves yeah. in our house and we felt it when we hung it up.
Uh-huh.
And so now that like all these other things are hung up.
Yeah.
It really does feel amazing.
Can I also say something? We were like really dreading hanging up these frames. So we got 6 frames with mats.
Uh-huh.
We painted stripes on the mats, different color stripes, and we put different colors inside of the mat.
Yes.
So it's going to be like double matted. Anyways, 6 frames. All the same size going on the wall. We're like dreading putting them up. We're avoiding it. What's his name?
I forget his son's name. We need to
I know.
Learn it. Because he does come over a lot.
One son and this other man, which I regret not getting his name. They're here. They spend forever on this wall. They are like, this is really difficult. And I was
wow.
like, that makes me feel so much better because we would have struggled with that.
And
for
thought we
so
were
long.
So stupid. And
yes, but it's like these men are literally professionals and do this all the time. And they were like, this is really, really difficult.
Wow.
So that made me feel better. And so they got those up. And but they don't have any prints in them yet. So now they're just
frames.
It looks like we just framed colorful pieces of
yeah.
paper, which we would. But that's not the ultimate plan.
So, yeah, we also bought new podcasting chairs.
Yeah.
Are we sitting in them right now?
Nope. Our podcasting studio right now is kind of a catch-all for lots
yeah.
of pieces of furniture and things. Let me tell the story about these chairs. We both individually ordered them from Target And they came in and they're the kind of thing where you open up the package and it's like all like mushed. It's like those things that you put in a bathtub and they expand. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I get them both. I open it up and it has instructions. So I like cut this seam. I like get the plastic off and it's like, let the chairs expand for like 24 to 48 hours. So I leave them. Every time I come into the living room, they're a little bit bigger. And then we moved them into the podcast room. And the one that was mine was fully expanded. But somehow the one that was Remedy's was like bite-sized. It was a little small. And then we were like, well, obviously that one. I was like, well, that one's yours, Remedy. And then we considered not keeping them because they were the wrong size. But they've evened out.
They have evened out. And some girls from camp came over the other morning and they thought they were so cute and no one ever thought like those are small chairs.
That's good.
So they look normal.
Oof. Yeah.
And I drug them in here when we were all sitting here.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Great.
Okay, good. Yeah. That makes me feel better.
Yeah. There were 13 of us in this room and one person was sitting on the floor.
Really?
With the chairs. Yeah.
Were people sitting up there?
No.
Oh.
But people could sit up there.
Wow. That's really good to know.
Oh, we were sitting in two dining chairs.
Okay. That's okay.
But still, that's fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, we realized this week kind of like how many people we can host here, maybe.
Yes. Like it was a good test. You hosted people, yeah. I hosted three people.
Yeah.
I had three friends come over. But it was fun. It was my first time hosting people.
Yeah, that's fun.
Let me tell you about this and then we'll move on.
Okay.
Very briefly. I had the best day ever yesterday. And one of the reasons was because I was hosting something that night. And it felt, remember when I planned my Galentine's party and that day that I was hosting it, I had the best day ever.
Yeah, you did.
Like there's something to me about running errands and like going to Hobby Lobby, I'm like getting stuff for a crafty, it's like setting up my house, the deep cleaning my house, decorating it, setting up a craft, having my friends come over, I'm baking something. Like it was very, very similar. And it was the same joy that I felt that day. And I was like, I need to remember this feeling because often it's like you think to plan something and it's like, this is so much work. I don't know. It's so worth it. Especially if you give yourself that time to like actually enjoy getting it ready.
For sure.
But we made clay. We're going to turn them into magnets. So we got like air dry clay and they're going to be clay magnets. I was not very good at it, but I made some cute letters for our fridge.
They're cute.
And it was just the beginning of a new craft, but I love it. I love a craft. So
she does love a craft. It stresses me out a little bit, like how much you love a craft.
Really?
Because I know you love a craft so much and I want to love and care for you by participating in crafting with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate crafts.
What's the tactile? Is that what you hate?
Yes.
Tactile things with your hands?
Yes.
Well, the funny thing is when I was doing this yesterday, I also am like, I'm not good at, like, I'm not like, it doesn't come easy for me.
Yeah.
Like I started doing this and I probably was the worst of all of us.
Uh-huh.
Like I had the hardest time with it, but I was still having a fun time.
Okay, that's
good. And it made me so happy that my friends came over and we're just like, they just did the craft. Like that's how I felt at Galentine's too. It's like, it doesn't matter if they all turn out horribly, but it does make me feel really loved when people at least try.
Uh-huh.
And I also normally do try to pick things that I'm like, I don't want to pick something that's like, no one's going to want this.
Yeah.
But I was like, everyone can use fridge magnets.
For sure.
So
I did have the thought the other day. I've never once used my hole punch cards.
What?
I don't know where they are, Livy. I lost them in the move.
That's sad. I also in the move, mine are somewhere that I don't know where they are either.
I also just didn't have a hole puncher.
Oh, that'll do it.
Because like what 26-year-old who isn't into crafts or is not a teacher has a hole puncher?
Yeah.
And so they never got put to use. So I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I think, I feel like the experience of making it helped you understand some goals that you had and maybe it inspired you.
Yeah. For a short amount of time it did.
Yeah.
Which I think is actually a great segue into what we kind of want to talk about this episode. And that is our new year. our new school year, work year routines, and mm-hmm. just getting back into a new rhythm.
And not like, this isn't like day in our life.
No.
This is like just like a reset.
A reset.
Vibe.
Yeah. So let's talk about that.
Okay.
You have any initial thoughts? Because I think that this episode will help me like more so solidify some things that mm-hmm. I'm wanting to do. Because I've had random thoughts running into my brain mm-hmm. all summer long.
Okay.
About what needs to happen in the new year once mm-hmm. the summer's over. But I haven't solidified anything, so maybe we can talk through it. And by the end of the episode, I'll be a little bit more confident.
Okay. I like that.
Okay. But what are some ways that you're going to reset?
Okay. First is this summer, I've kind of gotten away with not really cooking. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of salad kits.
You've had a lot of salad
kits. A lot of salad kits. I've eaten out way more than I normally do.
Okay.
Really? And so getting... Yeah, I don't normally eat out that much.
Well, no. I mean, like, really, as in, like, I've not noticed that you've eaten out a lot.
But you haven't been here.
I also don't really live here.
You haven't been here? You're like, really? I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
What? I mean, I've seen you with a couple pizzas in the fridge.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, what else are you eating? Like,
I don't know. I feel like I've, like...
It doesn't really matter.
I've gotten, like, a lot of, like, sandwiches. Like, I feel like I've been to, like, Jimmy John's and Jersey Mike's and Piatta. I don't know. I just, like, have... I've decided to eat out more than I normally do.
Okay, okay. Anyways.
So, getting back into that rhythm of actually cooking mm-hmm. a meal and, like, not really meal prepping, but when I make food, since it's just for me, I'm, like, kind of meal prepping.
Yeah.
Because I also have to make myself lunch and bring lunch to school, which totally changes everything.
Yeah.
So, just the nature of my job, I get to school at 7:30. I leave school around 3:34. And so, by the time I come home, I am exhausted. Mm-hmm. But that's the time I work out. Mm-hmm. So normally I work out right after school, but especially when I first started teaching, it was really easy for me to get home and just like literally lay around because it's like I'm so exhausted.
Yeah.
And so it's really important for me to like be intentional about like doing fun things or just like doing something that, and this is another thing I think we could like spend a whole episode on, if like that the concept of like redeeming the day. Oh. Have I talked to you about that before?
No.
I saw this video once of this girl being like, me and my friend love to talk about like how we redeem the day. Like if you're doing something you don't really want to do or you had a bad day, it's like, hey, how can I redeem the day? And it's like, okay, I'm going to go on a walk or I'm going to like get myself a treat or I'm going to call my friend. And it's like, okay, this day was good for these reasons. And the thought process I've had the last literally 3 days is kind of lame.
Okay.
I don't really like the words for this concept, and I'll explain it. But
and what concept are we talking about?
I'm about to tell you.
Oh.
It's like a mindset. So I saw this creator, she posted this video, and it wasn't the first time I'd seen it, but she was talking about like every day doing something happy, healthy, and holy. Have you seen that?
No.
And that's what I'm saying. I hate it.
I do understand why you hate it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I like the idea.
Totally.
Like 1,000,000%. Great idea.
Yes.
But it like makes me cringe.
It makes you cringe.
So like the first time I saw it, I was like, yuck. Didn't watch the video. Second time, I'm like, okay. And then I don't even think I watched the whole thing, but I was just like, I like that idea. Because it's just like three things that it's like, I want to make sure there's some aspect. Holy, it's stupid because it's like, okay, I'm just spending time with God.
Yeah.
Like
for sure.
But it is good to be like, okay, did I do that?
Yeah.
And so the last few days, like in the morning as I'm praying, I'm like journaling about the day before mm-hmm. and I've like written down the things that I did. Mm-hmm. So like happy can be like hanging out with friends, doing a fun craft, doing something that's exciting, getting a treat. Healthy, like working out, or like I'm including like cleaning in that. Like uh-huh. it feels healthy, you know, productive.
For sure.
And then duh, holy is, you know, but it also can be like a life-giving conversation, whatever.
Totally.
Again, I'm cringing too. If anyone has any ideas for anything else, like another.
Okay. I actually don't think it's that cringy. The holy aspect of it is the hardest part.
No, that's the only part that's, I was trying to think of another word for it.
Because it's also like, which I'm just getting too into it, but I'm just like, I also don't want to be getting into a rhythm of like checking off.
Totally.
Just like, oh, I've done this for my day.
Yeah.
When, you know, you do, yes. Obviously. I feel like that's not a caveat, but it's just like, mm-hmm. maybe it's the caveat of it all. Obviously, you're abiding consistently.
Totally.
But
I think for me, it's more so like a prioritizing.
For sure.
Making sure my priorities are in check.
Yes. Yeah.
Because clearly it's like big picture.
Uh-huh.
Priority is to serve the Lord and spend time with him. Like that's like just life. It's not like it's like the separate part of my life.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But if I'm not continually checking in on that, it uh-huh. easily doesn't.
It could slip away.
It becomes just a little part over here. Yes. Like I read my Bible this morning. I didn't think about it once.
Yeah.
Like I don't want that to be the, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyways, I've liked that because it's mostly really just happy and healthy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what's something I did that like brought joy? And because it's like, I feel like just in work life, being an adult, it's really easy to be like, today was just hard. I'm tired.
Yeah.
But then you have like to be able to remember like, oh, I had this, or even during school, it's like this kid said something super funny.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, that could be my happy for the day. Or it's like, yeah, okay, I came home and decided to do a journal page or I don't know. Bake something.
Yeah.
Or watch a movie. And then healthy, it's like, am I, even if I'm not actually working out, like, am mm-hmm. I doing something else that's like good for my health? So anyways, I like that.
I like it.
I know.
I don't think it's as cringy as you think.
But I don't love it.
Totally.
But it's working for me right now, like just the concept of it all.
Yeah.
But I feel like the kinks can get worked out.
The kinks could be worked out.
Because also, I don't know this girl. I don't know how she lives her life. But totally. I just saw this one thing and I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, I am really excited for you to actually live here and for us to have like days when we come home and you're here after work. I think that'll be fun.
Me too. It will be fun. And I think it'll help me also. I've been saying this to Libby, but I guess this is kind of getting into mine.
Go for it.
Libby is such a scheduled and routine person, and I think that's really going to help me. Granted, I'm a scheduled and routine. Mm-hmm. I'm a routined person, not necessarily scheduled. Like my schedule can be a little bit inconsistent sometimes. Nature of my job also, but in the last house I lived in with the last girls that I lived with, who are some of my best friends, obviously, we all did my same job that I do currently. And so it just like some, I don't know, we kind of all, especially in the fall, I travel, I don't even want to say a lot. I probably take 5 or 6 trips in the fall for a couple days at a time. But whenever I'm traveling, if I have a week where I'm like gone a Monday, Tuesday, that kind of like ruins my whole week mm-hmm. for me because yeah, I'm just sense. Like, well, I'm not going to get groceries because then Wednesday is my first day that I'm eating
mm-hmm.
and I like don't have breakfast. I don't have lunch. And so it's mm-hmm. like, oh, I could get dinner tonight. Like, or I could just like wait till Friday,
mm-hmm.
you know? Mm-hmm. And so I just get into those weird things. And then also, when you're living with that many people and everyone's just like so crazy, high energy, whatever. Seriously, I would stay up until 1 a.m. every night and then
couldn't it be
have
me?
To be at work at 8:30. But I'm so tired. And so on like some mornings I would eat breakfast
mm-hmm.
and other mornings I would not. And yeah, even just time with the Lord. I'm just like, some mornings would be really
mm-hmm.
long. And sometimes I would be like, okay, I'm sorry. I need to do this. I'm going to have to be 15 minutes late to work
mm-hmm.
and get in trouble. Not really get in trouble, but shut up. Or other days I'm just like rushing out the door. So I don't know. With Libby being my only other roommate who is on a very routine schedule Monday through Friday, I'm excited for that
mm-hmm.
for me.
If you stay up till 1 a.m., no one's going to be awake.
No one's going to be awake.
I'm going to sleep at 9:30, 10.
And I've decided I have to get a brick.
Okay, great. Do it.
I have to get a brick for the new year.
I think you do too. Every time I see it, I'm like, but I'm like, I'm interested, but I'm like, I think that you would really enjoy it.
I would really enjoy it. I'd really benefit from it. And I'm specifically thinking for mornings and nights.
Yeah. Yes.
I scroll in bed. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. My Aura Ring. We should look at it.
Oh no.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this current week. It's Sunday right now. I got zero sleep. Not zero, but Wednesday night I slept for 3.5 hours. And then Thursday, 4.5. And then last night also again. No, I think last night I slept 5.5. But I've just gotten so little sleep the past few days. And Wednesday, slept for 3.5. Woke up Thursday, had the longest day of my life. Got home from camp at 1 a.m. And still, Libby.
You're sending me TikToks at 1 a.m.
Still was somehow scrolling at 1 a.m. I'm absolutely exhausted.
Yeah.
And I can't. I don't know. It feels restful to me, but I don't want it to feel restful.
I get it.
Anyways, so I'm excited to like actually just like be structured. Mm-hmm. I also have gotten into a habit of like not really being on time to places in the mornings. And I don't want that to be a part of me anymore.
That's fair.
And I have noticed I did 75 hard. Year and a half, 2 years ago, I guess. And I said during 75 hard, like my best favorite days on 75 hard are the days that I work out in the morning before work. And so I think that I'm going to be venturing back into working out in the morning before work and then having my routine, eating breakfast, spending my time with God. So yeah. And then it makes the day more enjoyable because then I'm at work knowing that I'm working, but that I can get off of work and do something happy. I've done something healthy. I've done something holy. Like I can do something happy after work.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. I need to get back into my cooking. Obviously, I wonder what types of food I'm going to be cooking these days.
Totally.
That's something about me. Do you know this? That I am always eating like a specific way, kind of like when I am cooking. I don't know.
Give an example. Like you're always eating a certain kind of meal or like the same meals.
No, it's either like I'm like not really eating a ton of vegetables right now or I'm not really eating dairy or.
Yeah, I get. Yeah.
Or I'm eating primarily plant based, like I do that stuff often and regularly. Like I'll just go through 2 or 3 months of like I'm eating like beef and fruit right now.
What do you think it's gonna be now?
I don't know what I think it's gonna be. I've contemplated dipping my toe into Whole 30.
Okay,
obviously that's just 30 months. 30 days. Obviously that's only a 30 minute ordeal, but I'm going to go ahead and try that. No, I've just never done it. I tried to do it in college, made it to day 6, had a horrible time.
Why?
I started to miss, I don't know. I was getting headaches. Cause I was not eating something. So it was regular.
Not the headaches.
So yeah, we'll see what type of thing I'm eating, but maybe you can help me figure that out. Okay. I don't know.
Cooking is not my, like, that is one of my least favorite things about being an adult.
Well, I did have the thought. Obviously, you need to make things for your lunch. But I wonder if there's a world in which there are certain meals that we have together.
That'd be great.
Because does it not infuriate you making a meal and you're like, I have so many, well... Oh my gosh, we recently realized Libby really likes leftovers.
I do. We recently, I've all, you recently, we discussed it. I love leftovers.
Libby loves leftovers.
She, okay, let's tell the story. So she went to this restaurant. She's like,
I got a bento box at a Japanese restaurant. So it has vegetables, it has rice, it has soup, it has salad, it has a meat. It has
I had already fruit. Taken multiple bites of the fried rice because I was like, I gotta have some of that.
Yeah. It was, it's a, it gives you a lot of food. And so I was eating it and I ate what I needed to eat. And then I realistically knew that I wasn't going to be having that meal anymore because I was at camp, whatever. But also in my brain, it wasn't salvageable.
It was like a bunch of little pieces of everything.
Yeah.
And so she's about to throw it out. And I was like, what are you doing? You're not going to save that.
And I was like, no, what do you mean? Like, this is nothing. Like, what, 2 bites of rice? Like, what are you going to do with that?
And so I was like, I'll eat it.
And I was like, okay.
So then we put it onto a what, styrofoam
little
box?
To-go box thing that it came with.
And she's like, wow, this is really coming together.
Because then I was like, okay, do you want a couple pieces of this meat that I have left over? Like, ooh, these vegetables were really good. Here are a couple vegetables left. Let me put that in there for you. And then it was like a full-on meal.
And she's like, look, well, won't you look at that? Yeah, I mean, that's called leftovers. What?
It was amazing.
And I did eat it later. It was awesome.
But all that to say, I get irritated that like all recipe, I'm just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. There aren't recipes that exist for like one person.
I also don't, I don't like the act of cooking. So when okay, I great. Cook, it's like, I don't want to cook every single night for yeah. dinner, but we absolutely can cook together. AKA yeah. you can cook and I'll eat it.
Amazing. Love.
Because I hate cooking.
Yeah. I feel like we should probably try to do that at least once a week.
I love
like
that.
On this days, mm-hmm. this is our shared meal.
I love that.
Okay, great. So maybe we'll do that. And then the last thing, oh, I have wondered what type of exercise I'm going to be getting yeah. into.
I also wonder.
I've gone back and forth between potentially doing Pure Barre
mm-hmm.
or if I just like need to like really start lifting heavy weights. I don't know. This summer specifically, I've like been like, I don't really have as much muscle in my body as I used to.
Hmm.
And my friend Gracie was like, yeah, well, like, you know, when you reach 26, like between the ages of 26 through 30, you substantially really start losing muscle.
Really?
And then once you turn 30, like everything changes. And like, it's harder for you to gain muscle and you lose it quicker also.
Mm-hmm.
And so in your mid to late 20s, you should lift like pretty heavy weights to like get as strong as you can. Because once you hit 30.
I'm sick.
I know.
I had no idea.
And with my back injury.
Yeah.
I'm just like, did I get injured because I'm like not as strong as I once was?
Maybe.
And so I'm just like, ugh, like, what do I actually like? There are some workouts that are really enjoyable for me. And then there are some that aren't as enjoyable for me, but that are good.
What workouts are enjoyable for you?
I really like Barre.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really like Barre. I liked it when I did Hot Works,
mm-hmm.
which was different. But that's why I wanted to try Pure Barre.
Mm-hmm.
And I like something that like is easy to stick to and totally. Be consistent with.
I was a Pure Barre girl once upon a time. And I loved it.
You were.
It was great. I just, for my schedule, didn't work anymore.
Yeah. And I love, not love, but I enjoy various forms of cardio.
Mm-hmm.
But like the thought of like going to a gym and like doing a weighted session. I've done it before. I just like don't, that doesn't sound fun or enjoyable to me. And I hate like full body weighted workouts.
Okay.
Like,
why?
I don't know. I'm either just like, I want to do the arms or I want to do the legs okay. or I want to do the back.
It's funny because I like full body.
Okay. So yeah, just different strokes for different folks.
Okay. Interesting. Let me tell you, I haven't even told you this. I got a Crunch membership. Can I tell you why?
The treadmill.
Literally just the treadmill. Did I already tell you this?
You were kind of talking about considering
No,
that.
Literally, because I love walking. I love walking, but uh-huh. it is too hot to walk.
Yeah.
So I got a Crunch membership until it's nice outside, and I've been walking on the treadmill there. I've been doing 12:30, uh-huh. and I've been loving it.
Amazing.
I love walking on an incline. It was awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, I love a treadmill. I like to run on a treadmill.
That's such a hot take.
I know. It's an incredibly hot take. It's also a hot take as if it's easier or harder. Like there are some like real runners who are on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Totally.
And so it's just like, so which one is it? You know, I think it's maybe a lot harder for people mentally.
Yes. Yes. I've done it. I mean, in high school, I feel like I ran on a treadmill a lot.
Yeah.
I have not run on a treadmill in probably 10 years, if not longer.
Wow.
When would I have?
I don't know. When we were training for that thing.
There's no treadmills in sight.
Well, now. Yeah, you just got crunch.
Oh, when we were training for Fresh 15.
Yes.
Yeah, no, there was no treadmills in sight. But I love running outside.
Yeah, I don't. So.
But if you do get a crunch membership with me, I know we definitely would be working out at different times of the day. Well, but I have a
Planet Fitness membership.
You currently have a Planet Fitness membership?
Yep.
How much do you pay for that?
$10.
When is the last time you went? The last
time I went was before the summer, but before the summer I was going.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
But Crunch is probably closer to our house.
It's a good vibe.
But I'm just like, do I just want to find a smaller gym? Like, that's my thing also. I'm like, ugh, I know people who go to Crunch. Like,
no, yeah. And I don't want to. I know
people who go in the morning.
The only reason I'm okay going is because I'm going to go at a very niche time of the day.
Yeah. So.
I don't even. Yeah.
I need to figure out what I'm doing.
I want there to be a woman. Okay. An all women gym.
Yes. You know, I've talked about opening one.
Is there one in Tyler at all? Because if there was, you know, we'd be there.
Yeah.
That would be, I would be enjoying that.
Yeah.
I don't want to go lift weights in front of a bunch of meaty guys. That's scary.
And even the ones that aren't that meaty, but that they're just guys.
And the fact that I'm like, I know that everyone's like, no one cares what's going on. No one cares. But it's like, but I'm a woman and I'm walking into the room and I can feel that I'm being watched.
Yeah. And also, I hate to say this, but when I'm on the treadmill and the only place I have to look is either like the crazy shows that are on the TV or the people lifting weights in front of me, I'm looking at the people lifting weights in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm looking at people in the gym. So, like.
Yeah, why are we acting like.
Everyone has blinders on. That's not true.
And like, honestly, the crazy thing is there are a few places that I feel more watched than at the gym.
Yeah.
Like, I seriously walk. I feel like, I don't know why.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So anyways, cast your vote by the end of the episode as to what you think I should do. And then the last thing I'm going to talk about is, I guess this falls into, I mean, it does. Falls into the holy category. Something that I have realized this past, I started to realize it in the spring, I guess. But since I've been doing this job, which it's about to be 4 years that I've been in this job, coming right out of the forge, which was just really intense study and learning and reading, then I started doing this job. And I spend a lot of my days asking people about their relationships with the Lord. And I work in a ministry setting. And so I, like, in order to be able to do that, I've had to really, really, one, I wanted to take a break from reading, like, 7 chapters of the Bible a day.
That's crazy.
That's what we were doing in the forge.
Oh, I thought you were just doing that, like, now.
No, no. But I feel like since doing this job, I've had such highs and lows of, like, there was legit one day I tried to read the entire Bible in one day.
And that has been discussed so many times. I think
we've talked about that.
We talked about how it was toxic.
It was toxic. So I did that. But then there have been other times where I've just like felt like I have been pouring everything out of me.
Yeah.
That my time with the Lord for a majority of the past 4 years has been very slow, which has been great. But like reading the Psalms, just like reading the Psalms and like reading sometimes if I want to venture out of the Psalms, like reading a verse or two. And recently I've been like, okay, I've been doing that for a long time now. And my relationship and insight and processing with God looks so much different now than it did even say when I was in college.
Yeah.
And I'm wanting and like needing, I'm feeling like my soul is like needing to enter back into just intaking a little bit more.
Yeah.
And so I've been trying to think through like, okay, what am I going to read? How much am I going to read?
Yeah.
But what I have decided is that I do want to get back into reading in general. I didn't read a single book this summer.
Yeah.
Not now's the Bible. Your time. But like, you know, like just reading books again. And I'm interested in some maybe a little bit deeper like Christian books that are just really like fueling and refreshing to me and like making me like use my mind and like develop like deeper thoughts about God again.
Yeah.
So not that like what I've been doing is bad, but I'm just like,
no,
it's been so purposeful.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, I'm ready to get back on the field and go a little deeper.
It also makes sense because you've been pouring out to like be craving, like to be poured into.
Yes.
By that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes when you're being poured into, it's like, oh, I can take, I just need to read this one.
For sure.
Chapter. Or sometimes it's like, I need to like read a whole book.
Yes.
I get that. I feel like that's just.
Yeah.
Also, I will say, like, I feel like as believers, we all don't talk about like what we're reading the Bible enough because that is something that I feel like if I'm not on like a reading plan, there are so many times throughout the year or just over the years where I'm like, I don't know what to do next. And like, no one's ever, I'm like, why is no one ever, I'm always like, what are you reading right now?
Or
like, do you like have any, you know?
Yeah.
And I've just been doing the, like reading through the Bible plan in the back of my Bible.
Oh,
and
I
it's
like
been
that.
Awesome, but it's going to take me 2 years probably.
For sure.
But it's just because I've been taking it slowly and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't, because I also don't, I am so scheduled and routine oriented that is really easy for me just to check it off.
Yeah.
Like when I did the Bible recap, I was just checking it off.
Yeah.
Like at, by the end.
I did the Bible recap a couple years ago and it was, it was great. But even then I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm moving on from this so fast.
Yes.
Like what even just like
happened.
Mm-hmm. And so I've just been all on all sides of the spectrum. And I'm like, I need to like really read Romans.
Yeah.
Like
you should
that type of like,
just like really read one book.
Yes. Yeah. And like really be studying it. And like, that's just what I'm entering back into, I feel like. So
I love that.
That's my holy.
What's your happy?
I think my happy just generally, I don't have any specifics right now, but I think just like living in this house will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're going to get home from school and you're going to be tired and I'm going to be tired.
No, but we'll have fun.
We'll have fun because I'm thinking about when we didn't live together.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like a lot of my happies in the week towards the end of us not living together, like right before we moved in together, a lot of my happies during the week involved you. So
it's really sweet.
Wish you guys could see Libby's
face. Like my face was like, happy. It was like a happy frown the whole time. Like the moment you said it, it always involved. I was like, oh my gosh, I know where this is going. That's really nice.
I know where this
is really
going.
It's really special.
So I'm just excited to see like what we get into.
Totally. I'm excited for when it's nice outside and we can go on walks.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go on amazing
walks. We can
go
sit on our porch.
Yeah. We'll have our weekly dinner.
I know. I can't wait for our weekly dinner. And then we'll also obviously record this.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a show.
You're right. We will have. I was like, we have this. This is our show. But you mean a show we're going to watch.
Watch. Yeah.
Do we know what it's going to be?
Well,
you have to catch up on The Chosen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's going to help with my holy.
Seriously. We are like really like, we're being very holy this episode.
We're really being Christians in this episode, y'all. Like if you haven't noticed yet, like
we love
are
God.
Christians and we really love God and we're really holy. And some episodes, it might not come up.
I feel like, Maybe it doesn't come up sometimes. So we have in our dining room, we have two prints. One is 5 loaves of bread and one is 2 fish. And when the two men, the two amazing men whose name I don't know, were in my house putting them up, they're like, what are these? And I was like, it's the loaves and the bread, you know, like when Jesus fed the 5,000. And they were kind of like, okay. And one of the guys was like, yeah. And the other one, it was like, but it was such a cool moment because I get to be like, you remember, like, yeah, like,
you remember, like, no, assuming that they know.
Well, one of the men was like nodding his head. Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah, like, Jesus fed the 5,000. Like, he took this and fed 5,000 people with it. And the guy was like, wow. And I was like, this is such a cool moment right now.
That is like, cool.
Literally, but it's like we have our little us like making fun and being like, we love God so much, like putting this one thing up. But it's like it really created such a cool opportunity.
It's also us being like healthy, happy, holy, like the holy aspects of that. It's really cringe. And then you go into our dining room and it's like these pink and green striped prints with these fish and these loaves. Like it couldn't get any like... It's not cringy. It's like beautiful. Totally. But also like imagine that Bible story somehow with a Remedy and Libby twist on it.
No.
Also like God's like, oh, okay. When you look at those prints, girls, like are you really thinking about what that means every time you walk through your dining room?
I feel like now I'm going to remember that cool conversation I had. So for me, it's going to remind me to tell people about God.
I love that.
That's what it means to me.
I love that, Libby.
I also will say like, the pink and green in our house, it just like keeps expanding.
It's rampant.
And it's like, this is me. Like, this is a me thing. And I think that you too, but it's like, I'm the way where it's like, if there's like a color pattern, if there's a scheme, you know, color scheme, a color pairing that I like, uh-huh, everything happens to be that. So as we know, pink and red, pink uh-huh and red, pink and red, pink and red. Everywhere, everything. But in the house, if I'm buying something, you're or like or I'm green, it's gonna be either pink or green. Or if I'm doing something for you and me, like the magnets for the fridge, uh-huh, I did Lib and pink, Rem and green,
obviously.
And it's like in our kitchen, even it's like everything just happens to be. And it's like even the door on our house is green and our curtains are pink. Yeah. Like if you look around the room,
that vase,
you'll start to notice
the leaves on those flowers
are green.
The vase
has pink on it.
Pink.
Like it is. And like even the pillows I'm literally sitting against, it is scary. Like it is like a disease. Like, you know, like that. Is it like a fable or something where like the person who touches things and they turn to gold?
Oh my God.
But it's like me. It's like I touch something and it turns into like the color, like the color scheme that I like.
You're insane.
Look, I've come into this house and somehow I decided it was going to be pink and green, and it has. And like our phone cases, pink and green.
My phone case is green. My phone is pink, literally pink and green. It's sick.
Blink, blink. But it's...
Well, it's also like we are really lucky that it doesn't look too much like Wicked and it doesn't look too much like Cosmo and Wanda.
Well, like, I will be honest. Yesterday in our dining room, someone did say it was giving Cosmo and Wanda.
Okay. Well, they're wrong. It's not. They're just thinking that because that's how they associate pink and green. But actually look around. It doesn't give Cosmo and Wanda.
It doesn't.
Cosmo and Wanda are iconic characters.
I also like don't think about them when I think about pink and green.
Okay, let's not get into that
anymore. Okay, sorry.
So is there anything else we need to talk about for our reset? I'm going to get the brick. I'm going to get on a better schedule. I'm going to figure out what type of workouts I'm going to get or I'm going to do. I'm going to figure out what type of food I'm going to be eating. And I'm going to read deeper things in the Bible and about God.
That's awesome. I love that.
That's my reset.
And I'm being intentional about my happy, healthy, holy
love.
I am. And I'm going to, because it is really easy as a working adult to come home and be like, I just want to be on my phone. Or yeah, like, I just want to watch TV.
Yeah.
But to intentionally do something that's happy and healthy. And even if that doesn't look like, because let's remember one of my ins for the year was to linger, mm-hmm, which is really, really hard for me because I'm such a routine person.
Yeah.
And this summer I've gotten to do that. So it's been good. But during the school year, it's really hard for me because I'm like, I need to get home and I need to work out or I need to go to the grocery store or I need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And it will be good for me to be like, well, I haven't done my happy thing. So I actually do need to go do this fun thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, this is a priority too.
What time do you get up during the school year?
5:30. I range 5:30 to 6:00, depending.
Great.
Yeah. I go to sleep at 9:30, 10:00.
Love.
That starts going off at 9:00.
That's what time adults should start. That's what time all adults, regardless of your job, I do feel like should be going to sleep and waking up. Like, I've felt that conviction. Like, I need to be getting up. Like, I don't necessarily want to call it a conviction, but also sometimes, sometimes it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time, but sometimes. And I'm like, I need to be getting up at least at 6:30.
Okay.
But if I'm going to start working out before, I will need to get up earlier.
When I worked at Pine Cove, I loved waking up, working out, then like getting ready for the day and working.
Waking up in the morning. Thinking about so many things.
Keep going. I don't know what song that is.
What? Oh, I can't sing the rest.
Okay. I feel like I'm forgetting something. And I feel like later I'm going to think back and be like, what was I even talking about? Like, I seriously don't feel like I've represented. I just feel like I forgot something about my routine, about my reset. I don't know what it is. And if I remember, we'll talk about it in the next episode. Does it
have to do with your clothing?
Maybe. I mean,
because I'm going to start picking mine out the night before.
I do that. Okay. If I'm in a good place. Like, if I normally do that. You've been doing that this summer.
I have. I actually did have the thought the other day, Libby, like it might serve the two of us best, which like we don't necessarily have to do this.
Oh no, what do you mean? But like
because of the going back and forth in the closets, picking out the clothes for the week.
The week. Okay, we can discuss. That's a lot.
Or at least a few days at a time.
Totally. Because it's like, yeah, like if I wear something you're wanting to wear in a few days, that's tough.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will be different with.
And routine. Especially like when I go on my recruiting trips, I dress differently than when I dress like every single day. And so I could see myself wanting to use her closet. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, what if I like borrow something and Libby had a plan to wear that the next day?
Yeah.
That stresses me out.
Totally. I think that's a case by case. You come in. Hey, are you wanting to wear this week?
Okay.
For the most part, unless it is a specific thing, I'm like, go for it. You know?
Yeah.
Unless it's an item that I'm like, I'm wearing my overalls every single week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have certain like pants, things like that I'm wearing at least once a week.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I'm going to get another pair of overalls.
Wait, me too.
What?
And by other pair, I mean pair. I saw a really cute pair the other day that Where? I wanted. I'm scared. Are they going to be the same ones? Are yours pink and white striped?
No, that's really fun.
I know.
And I'm sad because yours are probably going to be too short for me. Well, that was good.
That was good.
Did you, do you feel like you've have more of a vision? Remember you said you were hopeful this would be helpful for you.
I think I've got big picture. The only other thing I'm realizing right now that we didn't discuss is I am contemplating doing 75 hard again.
Oh, you did say whole 30.
Oh, see, so no, we didn't narrow down what I'm gonna do, but I know big picture what I need to figure out. And I still have 2 weeks to like do it.
And it's not like you have to start at day one.
Yeah. And my next few days are resting. I'll probably sleep for 100 days straight. And so I need to allow myself to do that also for a second. Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you guys for listening. We are probably soon after we hit end on this video going to be having a little bit of a meeting discussing what our next episodes will be.
I'm feeling excited.
And hopefully you will begin to hear from us every week again. We know you guys missed us.
I know.
We've missed you. We've missed voices.
You too. We've missed you too.
Yeah, we have.
We've missed your listening ears.
And your constant praise.
We've missed hearing ourselves talk too.
Do you listen to our episodes?
There have been some that I have listened to. But not every week, no.
I don't think I've listened since like episode 10, probably.
If someone tells me that they listened or something like that, then I will go listen. Or if I don't know.
It's rare that I don't know that I've ever listened to an entire episode start to finish.
No. Because also you know what the good parts are.
Yeah.
You skip to the good parts.
Yeah.
But I will say one time I was.
Can we skip to the good part?
Oh, I'm sick. One, I think I told you this, or maybe I even said this on the podcast, but one time I was listening to what we said and it ended and I'm like cooking, so I couldn't like change it. And it just went straight into our episode.
That's amazing.
And I was like, as it should. That's the natural progression for everyone. If you're listening to what we said, you should just start listening to our podcast too.
I agree. We like get sued.
Why?
They're like,
don't associate with us. That's humiliating for us.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Love y'all.